What's the main emotions after that one in your assessment?
Oh, yeah, obviously I'm pretty pleased. Wildcats basketball, we won four quarters. It was tough and it was hard, and we stood up. We didn't shy away from what we're doing the last couple of weeks. Has been pretty disappointing, so we'll flush that and hopefully we can get back to playing some real good basketball, and tonight was a great start for it.
You guys are really positive on the front foot this week and training.
All week in the practice, it was the intensity was there, the focus was there, and normally, well, all the time, you have a great week leading in, you're going to have a great game. So it's just a carryover of the hard work that you do, and we started to execute a little bit better and move the ball. I think the first 15 buckets, we got 11 assists out of that, so we started setting good screens and getting the ball where we need to get the ball. So, and defensively, you know, hold a team to... It's a 73. We haven't done that for a while either, so that's pleasing.
Seems to get points out of your defence tonight as well.
Yeah, and our rebounding. You know, JP on the run, we got some transition. Damo got a couple of steals, and Bryce got a great dunk down our end. So, you know, it gets us energised. That's Wildcats basketball, getting after it and playing after it. And look, they made some great plays too, but we just... We were there for 40 minutes tonight, which is quite pleasing.
How important was it for you guys and for Gus for him to come out early, get his confidence up, get you guys going?
Yeah, look, Gus is probably one of those guys that does a lot of work and doesn't get the big enough rewards when the bright lights come on. He'll get in there the next couple of days and drop a couple of hundred hooks. You know, so I'm very pleased for him because he's been getting good shots. They just weren't fallen, and to have a, you know, presence inside early, it makes the defense suck in, and when they do, it opens up other things for our team. And I thought he really gave us an inside focus tonight.
Bryce had 27 points on 12 shots, I think. Were we in
his game? Yeah, no, it was. And you're not saying anything about the air ball. No, it's. You know, Bryce was getting a lot of attention over there. They were overplaying him a lot of the times. And one of the things about the team, you've got to let your offense execute under pressure. And I thought we did that. We got him the ball, probably not in the best position, but we were able to adjust. And, you know, that's where we want to get to. A team's take something away. We've got the next wave of attack. And I thought that was pretty clear tonight.
Seemed to be a lot of things different tonight than we haven't seen recently. I guess to start with starting lineup. What was your thoughts there?
Just to mix it up. That's you know, we've been starting pretty slow, and we put Jesse in there and Waxy off the bench, and JP came off the bench as well. And probably in hindsight, with Greg getting injured, you know, it wasn't positive for us. But the you know, just to mix things up, we got too comfortable and we were starting to accept things, and you got to rock the boat every now and again.
That was a conscious effort.
Look, we've got some of the most athletic guys in our team. We're not using that as our weapon. You know, you got Bryce is quick, JP's quick, DC's quick, Lucas Walker is one of the most athletic guys in the league as well. We're just not using that. We're kind of walking the ball down the court, and we certainly wanted to attack more than we have in the last month.
I can't remember the last time I saw 0-0 from the 3-point line. Right. Is that deliberate, or is there...
I didn't notice that. I thought Bryce hit one.
Board shows,
right? Okay.
Is there, you want to get closer in the paint?
No, we just wanted to really get the ball through the hands of guys. When you share the game, you get five guys playing together, and so we don't want to ISO guys that's dribbling over the dribble and the guys are just sitting on the perimeter. We really involved everybody, and we're making some good decisions out there, and we still got to keep involving that to make sure five guys on the court are a threat.
A little bit, you talked about your defense before, but it's keeping it 30 after one time, particularly, that would have been pleasing.
Yeah, look, to get four quarters out of New Zealand is pretty good to win on the scoreboard, and what they keep 30 after half time. I think it was scores a level halfway through the third, and we finished really strong. I think Clint hit a three, and we got some good rebounds, run outs, and so I kind of stayed with that group to start the fourth. And JK was fantastic, I thought, tonight. Just that high energy off the bench and really gave us that spark.
And GBC played a couple of really big defensive plays in that third quarter when scores were level.
He's 3 or 4, 5 rebounds. You know, it's a high energy in 15 minutes. He's strong and athletic, and when he's switched on, he's really good.
And take back to JP Meyer decision. The ballsy move to take JP out, and if you come late, because Matt Deals can't be just to let him know that happened. When did you make the call? How long have you thought about it?
No, it's the bench called JP out in introductions. That's for the starting five, and said no. So Greg ran out under JP's name. But the score bench already had the starters. We made that decision well before tip-off. Matt was just making sure that it was. I ticked the right box, but that's just the way it worked out. So
it's a gutsy call, boy.
Well, it's not different. It's just we need to start shake things up. You know, we needed to get off to a good start, and we haven't been doing that the last couple of weeks. So, as a coach, you've got to rock the boat a little bit, and that happened. If it doesn't work, you got egg on your face. But look, he was only out there for a minute, and he was on the court. You know, so it wasn't much of a difference, was it?
Do you know how bad
Trey is? No, look, we'll get it scanned. It doesn't seem as bad as it was before, but he certainly felt it. He could run up and down the court as soon as he waved his hand, but yeah. And that was a real telling point with that. Greg went down. Jesse got split on the lip. He's got 4 or 5 stitches in his mouth. Lucas went down with a banged-up knee. So it was all kind of happened all at once, and we had to put JP in the 4 spot just to cover till we got everyone healthy back before half time. So that was a good how we weathered the storm when we were going through some adversity on the fly. And we did a really good job of holding that together.
How enjoyable was the price to play that pace the way the entire game was up and back? You were really pushing the pace of the game.
It was great. You know, we got back to playing Perth Wildcat basketball, and we played together. And I think if you pay attention to just our body language and our facial expressions, we were all just having so much fun. And that carried over on the offensive end and defensive end. So that was great tonight.
The slam, you put one down for a while. Obviously, the intent was there to, once again, everyone in the team to have the energy to spark each other.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we're big on 50-50 plays and energy plays, especially at home. You know, I feel like that positive energy is contagious with the team, but also when you hear the crowd going, you know, we feed off that as well. And we just wanted to make sure we came out the gate tonight very aggressive and just continue to, you know, keep our foot on the gas, and I think we did that tonight.
Coach, Brisbane helped you out tonight, looking over Adelaide. So, got a big weekend coming ahead of the double against the
36ers. Yeah, I don't know. About that, I was really focused on this game. So, yeah, big game against Adelaide. So, just to piggyback Bryce's comment, that was great. Our crowd, we probably haven't given our crowd enough to cheer about the last couple of weeks. Well, last 3 games, to be precise. But it was good to see the Red Army get after it like they did tonight.
Waxy, okay. Jervis
is
playing nice. Was it that knee you were just keeping out precaution?
No, actually, Jesse was playing really well. So we're trying to drain it. He hit a 3 and then the foul shot. Then he was doing a step back baseline Jordan move at the end. So it was, you know, he was playing better. So it was just, I'm staying with Jess. Yep. All good?